Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The South African National Defence Force, in a vague sort of a way, saying they need it for military purposes, bought hundreds of millions of rands worth of a drug that was unproven and certainly not approved by SAHPRA or anyone else in South Africa. They brought it in. They then landed up destroying half of it because they left the fridge door open. And the Cubans, I suppose not unreasonably, as far as they're concerned, are demanding the rest of the payment. What a mess. What an absolute disgrace. Kobus Merez, Democratic Alliance, a member of a parliament, joins us this morning. Thank you for doing so. How do we even navigate? This is just bizarre.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning to your listeners. Yes, it is a bizarre situation. And I mean, this is ill discipline in the highest ranks, that they clearly have taken a decision beginning of last year, you know, with what information is very, very doubtful. And it seems rather like a ideological support for friends rather than, than being a rational decision. Because clearly what they've decided, you know, in contravention of basically everything, that they will purchase this drug and use it, basically testing it on soldiers, members of the South African National Defence Force, to basically build their immune system for, you know, against the COVID infections. And that is bizarre. In this whole process, I mean, they have clearly taken decisions that they were not privileged to do, and they have then basically smuggled the drug in because, you know, our information is that they have used fraudulent documents, fraudulent completed documents to bring this drugs in, not declaring it as medicine, after which it was discovered. And then obviously, once they want to try to submit it to the soldiers, then they've obviously, realized that they had to get confirmation and approval from SAHPRA, and that is where the whole thing just unraveled and where they have disclosed this. And yeah, it's a total mess and a total embarrassment, I think, to us and in the national field.
And of course, as you mentioned before, we can't ignore the Cuban angle to this, because we know the story with the engineers, we know the story with the doctors, we know how the South African government has remained silent despite the horrible human rights abuses that are taking place in an undemocratic country.
So we
can't ignore the Cuban aspect. Do you think that this is part of an agenda to try and find ways to prop up Cuba financially?
It is most certainly, you know, because there are so many doubtful things, and for some other reason, they always turn to Cuba. And it seems like, you know, there's been rumors going around that this is kind of a payback for what Cuba has done to the ANC and supporting the ANC in the struggle years. So it seems like in every case, and I mean, you've mentioned the doctors and the engineers and the mechanics, Operation Tusano, which is costing us millions and millions and millions of rands per year, that for some other reason, you know, they have decided, the military command council decided, let's get a drug from Cuba and from nowhere else. And yeah, as you've said, I mean, you know, a major amount of this drug is unusable because it was handled outside the prescribed 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. And obviously now SAHPRA has come back and say they've tested it. It can anyway not be used in South Africa. And yeah, Cuba now wants their remaining 180 million rand. And that's a disgrace. And we should not pay that at all, whatsoever.
Although that said, just to play devil's advocate, from the Cubans' perspective, if South Africa purchased this drug and have received the drug, surely they are entitled to a payment.
Oh, sure. No doubt about that. You know, if I, you know, supply a product that you've ordered, surely, you know, I can demand the payment. But whether we must pay it is a different story, because National Treasury must now approve the payment. And this is a total irregular procurement. It's a total irregular transaction. It will be wasteful expenditure. So obviously they can say, sorry, that's your problem. You haven't followed the procedures, Department of Defense. You haven't asked our approval for this. So sorry, you're on your own. And obviously the Department of Defense, we know, doesn't have the money. So it's a problem that they will have to sort out, you know, between them and Cuba. Obviously we know that what has been reported to the committee by the Secretary of Defense is an indication by the Cubans that if we are not going to pay it and use it, we must return it. And that's my what's my plea to the minister as well. The new minister, give back the drugs. You know, don't keep it and give it to them, and that they can do whatever they want to do it. But our taxpayer must certainly not pay for that 180 million rand.
Do you think we're going to reach a situation where it'll become enough for people? For, I mean, South Africans already have objected to all of the Cuban deals that we've mentioned, and there's probably many more that we don't even yet know of. But that said, do you think that it'll reach a stage where this nonsense will stop, the siphoning of money to Cuba where we need it so desperately in our own country?
Well, I think what we have started to see and experience with some people in National Treasury is that they have started to basically stifle Department of Defense from money for essential expenses. You know, they have over the last couple of years just reduced the budget to such an extent that that, you know, we are running out of money to basically fund the defense force, which is obviously a threat to our national security. So this is brought to the fore, this whole matter, and all these things, and that's why, you know, there's a couple of investigations into this specific, call it transaction or events that has happened. And I have specifically laid charges or complaints to the public protector who is investigating this. There's this ministerial task team that the minister has now promised us within the next month we will get that report. And then we have got the Auditor General's report. So clearly I have put it on record that once that report is out and we have got that information also from the Auditor General, then criminal charges will be laid against those people, irrespective of whether they are still in the Defence Force or whether they have retired by now. But they have acted outside the law. They have basically smuggled drugs into South Africa, and they must you know, pay the brunt. I'm sorry for them. You know, to call them out of their retirement and come and account for this. But this is the only thing that we have to do. And once we start doing that, and remember the minister, the ex-minister of Defence and now Speaker, is also one of those that has been identified as being a complicit in this. So then hopefully, you know, people will start to see that, you know, if we don't use the money wisely that we've got, then this whole country will go down the drain, and that we cannot allow it, and we will not allow that.
And that's where we leave it. Cobus Maria, Democratic Alliance Member of Parliament, talking to us about the Cuban drug situation.